This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 18th, 2021. We lead off JLN today with the comments and story from the hits and takes section. The CME Group got the jump on the small exchange after the startup announced its plans for a new exchange offering smaller retail-friendly size contracts. The CME responded by offering its instantly popular micro e-mini S&P futures and other micro-sized contracts. However, yesterday, the small exchange launched a new small U.S. crude oil futures for trade. The CME yesterday announced plans to launch its own micro-sized WTI contract on July 12th, giving the small exchange an opening to be first mover in this energy trading niche. In COVID news, responding to criticism, the U.S. decided to share some 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine with other countries. It's nice to see something we learned in kindergarten, sharing in action. More U.S. retailers are altering their mask-wearing policies in light of recent advice from the U.S. CDC that people who are fully vaccinated don't need to wear masks in most situations. There are so many scams occurring around COVID that Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General, announced a task force to combat them. Our friends at the Financial Times have published a short special report titled Exchanges, Trading and Clearing, the New Landscape, what the post-Brexit divide on equivalence means for swaps in the U.S. London plays catch-up on IPOs, call for action after 2020's spate of exchange outages. The three stories in the special report are titled Brexit Rift Pushes Swaps Market Trading Out of London. New York and Amsterdam are main beneficiaries of UK-EU divide on regulation. Reforms aim to sharpen London's listings edge. The capital is trailing rivals in the race for big IPOs, but new recommendations divide opinion. Exchange outages spark demands for action. A series of shutdowns last year put failures and how to avoid them in the spotlight. Eurex has announced a new generation of ESG derivatives on MSCI indexes. There are five new futures contracts based on the MSCI's ESG Enhanced Focus Index family. JPX has announced the creation of a working group with the task to find ways to strengthen the functions of the cash equity market. Bloomberg has a video titled, The Day Oil Went Negative. These unlikely traders made $660 million. It tells the stories of how, over the span of a few hours one day in April 2020, a guy called Cuddles and eight of his pals from the freewheeling world of London's commodities markets rode oil's crash to a $660 million profit. The bad news is that the regulators are scrutinizing their once-in-a-lifetime trade. In People News, former DTCC, OCC, and Securities Week veteran Jim Binder has landed a new job. He is now a public relations consultant at Black Knight, a provider of integrated software, data, and analytics solutions across the home ownership cycle. Congratulations to Jim on his new gig. The great John McPartland was the latest to give to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Also, Trading Technologies matched the donation from last week. McPartland is a popular industry figure who has left his imprint on Continental Illinois Bank, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and the Chicago Federal Reserve. He retired from the Chicago Fed, but is now working for a hedge fund with bold ambitions in our space. McP, as he is known, is the founder of the M&M Group, a regular networking group that met at Ceres in the CBOT building before the pandemic shut things down. Thank you to John and TT and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Matt Rabel reports Chain Analysis, the blockchain analysis firm known for finding 650,000 of the missing Bitcoin stolen from Mt. Gox, has published a new cybersecurity report. The report includes notable ransomware activity that has taken place this year so far, including the growth of third-party ransomware infrastructure providers and attacks against the social media accounts of government officials. Chain Analysis will also be holding a webinar on May 25th in which cybersecurity experts will weigh in on ransomware trends in 2021. The Small Exchange Monday marked its first day of trading Small U.S. Crude Oil Futures, SMO, a cash-settled contract whose underlying is a U.S. reference blend of domestic light sweet crude oils. Like the Small Exchange's other offerings, SMO aims to attract retail investor interest with its smaller size and expense than the full-size futures contract. As of Monday's close, June SMO futures posted first-day volume of 623 contracts. More trading details can be found with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video. Small Exchange CEO Donnie Roberts excited by first year of trading. The Small Exchange did not get started when CEO Donnie Roberts wanted it to in 2020. Just as it was finally given regulatory approval, the pandemic hit in March 2020. The exchange didn't start until June 1st, and when it did, the initial focus was on making sure all the systems worked properly. John Lothian News spoke to Roberts last week about the exchange's first year of trading. Here is the press release from the Small Exchange. The Small Exchange introduces Small U.S. Crude Oil Futures. Through SMO, smaller investors and traders can now access institutional quality crude oil instruments. The Small Exchange, a futures exchange offering smaller, simpler products aimed towards retail customers, has launched Small U.S. Crude Oil Futures, SMO, a product presenting a small, efficient line to one of the most consumed energy sources in the world. At Edge Clear, we have been pushing for a small-sized crude oil product for a long time. With the existing contracts, the independent online traders having to use a lot of leverage and the risk of physical delivery is too high. SMO contracts allow smaller investors and traders to access the U.S. crude oil market with the same institutional quality instruments as larger traders. SMO contracts are less expensive than most existing futures and more capitally efficient than comparable exchange-traded oil funds, all while providing pure exposure to one of the most actively traded commodities in the world. My comments, see the video above for a first-person report on the Small Exchange's first year from their very happy CEO, Donnie Roberts. Here's a press release from the CME. CME Group to launch micro WTI futures on July 12th. CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse derivatives marketplace, today announced it will expand its suite of micro-sized futures contracts with the introduction of micro WTI futures. The contracts are expected to launch on July 12th, pending regulatory review. The timing of this announcement has all the markings of a knee-jerk response to the Small Exchange contract, is my comment. Here's a press release from the U.S. Department of Justice. Attorney General announces task force to combat COVID-19 fraud. U.S. Attorney General Merrick B. Garland today directed the establishment of the COVID-19 Fraud Enforcement Task Force to marshal the resources of the Department of Justice into partnership with agencies across government to enhance enforcement efforts against COVID-19 related fraud. My comment, there are some Elon Musk impersonators who scammed $2 million in a cryptocurrency scam, which for some is a redundant phrase. But it is not just bleach injections that are being pushed in COVID-19 scams. Here's a press release from the UK FCA. The rise in scams and the threat to a legitimate financial services industry. Speech by Mark Stewart, Executive Director of Enforcement and Market Oversight, delivered at the Citi and Financial Global FCA Investigations and Enforcement Summit. My comment, there are so many UK scams, it makes my tea boil and my crumpets crumble. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top red story Monday was Bloomberg's "The World Economy is Suddenly Running Low on Everything." This time, instead of consumers hoarding toilet paper, producers are stocking up on copper, iron ore, corn, coffee, and semiconductors, among other materials. Second was "Long Working Hours Are a Killer," WHO study shows, from U.S. News. The problem is the worst among people living in Southeast Asia and the Western Pacific region, the article says. Third was a New York Times opinion piece, "Drag Commodity Traders Out of the Shadow," which focuses on Israeli mining billionaire Dan Gertler and his relationship with Glencore. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.